This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back. I'm Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the Kanye West rant wasn't anything that surprised me, saying he was going to go DEFCON 3 on Jewish people and all that. Kanye West has just notoriously been outlandish, what he did to Taylor Swift when she was winning her Grammy, when I believe that's, or was it a music, American Music Award? I have to double check that, but you know, Kanye West has, you know, done outlandish things. And growing up the way I've grown up with, you hear anti-Jewish things said all the time. And so I that bothered me, what he said. But there was something more that bothered me about the Kanye West rant. And when it happened, I said, okay, more people are going to hate the Jews after this. And my son said the same thing to me the other day. He goes, you know, Mom, now with what happened with Kanye West, more people are hating Jews. And I go, I know. It's an excuse. People want to hate. People want to hate. But why Jews? I mean, there's so many things you can hate. I mean, you know, why always Jews? You know, I mean, I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan. Hate the Eagles. Hate the, no. It has to do with religion. And interestingly, in California and in other places, there have been, from what we're hearing, billboards or flyers or banners saying Kanye was right. People feel that the COVID came from the Jews. Well, there's been flyers saying that the Biden administration is run by Jews. As a Jew, I'm sorry. I think we Jews can run things a little bit better than what the Biden administration is doing. So no. There's been, I guess, flyers and rhetoric that Jews are behind the LGBTQ platforms. Where are they coming up with this? Why are they linking it to people of a religion? And one thing I have been very upset about, which I think spurns more anti-Semitism, is people linking Jews to one political party. There is nothing further from the truth. I know more Jewish conservatives than I do Jewish liberals. But when somebody doesn't want to use the term Democrat or liberal without offending them, offending people, they might say Jews, because they think Jews equates with Democrats. Where are they getting this? Now, anti-Semitism grows. And the problem Jews have, which is why they become a victim of anti-Semitism, is we don't get to blend like other individuals do. So let's say you're wronged by somebody. Now, I've been wronged by multiple people in my life. I have no idea if they were Protestant, if they were Catholic, if they were LDS. Well, I know some, but, you know, or if they were Muslim or Hindu or, you know. But I do know the ones who wronged me who were Jewish. And Jews stand out because we're in a world where we have, you know, we have to do the Sabbath, or we have to, you know, do the Jewish holidays, or we take off. And even though many Jews, especially my ancestors, had to try to hide to survive and not get, you know, taken to concentration camps or killed during the Russian pogroms or doing the Crusades or whatever, you know, when you're proud of your religion, you're like, look, I'm taking off. It's a Jewish holiday. I'm taking off. So Jews are more You know, one of the reasons why there's, and I don't know if it was Whoopi Goldberg who brought this up, but she brought it up incorrectly the way she worded it. But one of the reasons why there's hate and one of the reasons why there's growing bigotry and racism is because people try to find the group you're in. And if they dislike you, they then extrapolate that to the whole group. So I don't have a lot of enemies in my life. But I don't know the religions of all of them because I don't care. Yet there was one who a lot of people dislike. Notably, people know that person's religion. And so they go, okay, well, they're Jewish. Stop that BS. Stop it. Okay? I mean, I have been dumped. I have been wronged by so many people. You don't extrapolate that to the whole, race or gender or ethnicity. So when I saw Kanye West saying he's going DEFCON 3 on Jewish people, okay, look, if a Jew made you mad, okay, and his name is Bob Smith, okay, I could see why you being mad at Bob Smith, but don't be bringing other Jewish people into it. What the hell is going on? That's hate speech. You know, I mean, you know, my grandfather was held up at gunpoint and robbed. But he survived it. And it doesn't matter who that person was. I hate that person who put a gun to my grandfather's head. I don't hate the population he was a part of. I don't hate men. And so hate speech is never allowed. But anti-Semitism is growing because people don't know what everybody else is. So if they hate a person and they want to go after them, like, I don't know what religion Trump is, but I'm sure if Trump was Jewish, people would bring that up and they would be more anti-Semitic for those who dislike Trump, for those who love Trump. I mean, Biden isn't Jewish, yet they're blaming the Biden administration on Jews. You know, just because you don't like something doesn't mean what's fascinating about football is players get traded all the time. So if you don't like Matt Stafford, you can't be ticked off at Detroit Lions because now he's a Ram. It's ridiculous to ferment a hatred for a whole entire group of people. But when people ask, why is it always Jews? Why is it always Jews? It's because people don't know the average Methodist or Catholic or whatever. So it's really easy to identify. But the stuff's got to stop, and it's now turned into a Republican Democrat thing, which it should never be. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
This message is sponsored by the National Association of Emergency Medical Technicians and Genentech, a member of the Roche Group. October 29th isn't just the start of Halloween weekend, it's also World Stroke Day. I'm Bruce Evans, an AMT president. As a paramedic for almost 40 years, what scares me this weekend and throughout the year is that not everyone calls 911 immediately when they or someone close to them experiences symptoms of a stroke. In the U.S., someone has a stroke every 40 seconds. It can happen to anyone of any age at any time. And the more time that passes without medical attention, the more brain cells die. Paramedics and EMTs are trained to quickly assess your health and get you to the medical attention you need to help prevent brain damage and long-term disability. If you or someone around you has the signs of a stroke, such as a sudden change in balance, vision, facial expression, or one side of your body doesn't seem to be working, call 911 immediately. To learn more, visit strokeawareness.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage. Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So if you really want to get my goat, and if you really want to tick me off, you mix politics with medicine. And you do that, oh, you lost me. You lost me. Yet, a lot of scientists do that. Well, in those communities where we, you know, had liberal policies, people lived longer. Really? So there's a headline. And I'm looking through the data. I don't know if I'm in love with this study. But there's a headline saying Americans die younger in states run by conservatives, as opposed to those who are governed by liberals. Now, I live in Nevada. We have a Democratic governor. We had, you know, people die of gunshot wounds, car accidents. not sure, you know, are they saying that we have more deaths in Iowa? Is it state legislators? I mean, what are they talking about here? So the authors say that simulations indicate that changing all policy domains in all states to a fully liberal orientation might have saved 171,030 lives in 2019. Changing them to a fully conservative orientation might cost 217,600 lives. Now, this was a study published in Plus One. And I'm a little taken aback because I think it's one thing to say, look, this is what happened with COVID lockdowns in 2020. That's a great study. Do it. What happened when you locked down in 2020 versus the more conservative-leaning states that didn't, you know, keep kids out of school, things like that? That's a fantastic study. Do it. I think a fantastic study is let's look at everybody who has lupus, who was on hydroxychloroquine, and you could see by the database with their prescriptions, everybody was on who was on hydroxychloroquine, who died of COVID. And in that population, was there less of a percentage of people dying or the same percentage? You could do a study like that. You could do a study looking at people who live in cities with more pollution. You could do a study on those who have fluoride in their water as opposed to not fluoride in the water. I am fine with that. But to make a simulation saying, look, if we went to fully liberal versus fully conservative, we are talking about a 300,000 live difference. Okay, I don't know if I'm... Okay, that to me starts to make me kind of question, is this the type of science we want to use as a barometer of their studies? So the authors come from Syracuse University, New York, Harvard, Virginia Commonwealth University, University of Washington, University of Texas at Austin, and the University of Western Ontario in Canada. And they say the results show that the policy domains were associated with working age mortality. They said more conservative marijuana policies were associated with lower mortality rates. Hey, it's nice they brought that up. I mean, I'm in a state where marijuana is legal. Marijuana is on the ballot for multiple states. Marijuana is eventually going to be legalized because the demand is there. But, you know, what's going on in terms of car accidents? What's going on in terms of workplace injuries? You know, what about depression, suicide, gateway to other drugs? I voted for marijuana to be legal because I wanted there to be studies done on it, see where there could be medical applications, if it could help for pain, free the cops up. But I never thought that marijuana was going to be healthy for society. But they did find that more liberal policies on environment, gun safety, labor, economic taxes, and tobacco taxes in a state were associated with lower mortality in that state. They said especially strong associations were observed between certain domains and specific causes of death, between the gun safety domain, suicide mortality among men, between the labor domain, alcohol-induced mortality, and between both the economic tax and tobacco tax domains, and cardiovascular mortality. So according to the National Council of State Legislators, as of June, they said Republicans controlled 61% of state legislators, Democrats 35%. In terms of whole state governments, Republicans controlled 46, Democrats 12%, with 12 states divided. Okay, again, I don't know how, if that's worded, the way that's worded, if that's skewed. So the study authors noted that American life expectancy as a whole is lower than in most high-income countries, falling behind Cuba and Albania. They say the rise in working-age mortality rates in the U.S. in recent decades largely reflects stalled declines in cardiovascular disease mortality, alongside rising mortality from alcohol-induced causes, suicide, drug poisoning. It has been especially severe in some U.S. states, building on recent work. So these are some questions I have. If you're going to really make this about Republican and Democrat, or liberal versus conservative, okay, all right, so let's look at crime. Now, I don't know if their time period includes what we've seen the last couple of years, but to me, it's looking like big cities are having some really, really bad crime waves. Those who had a huge defund the police movement are having major issues with crime. Shootings, killings. They're saying that the liberal gun safety approach saved more lives. Okay, maybe it did. I mean, there's a lot of data to go through. But what we're seeing right now, it could be the way the media is. I'm very open to both sides here in terms of, is the media slanting it? But what I'm seeing is many of these more liberal-run cities and defund the police notoriously supportive cities seem to be having a lot more issues with their crime. Now, it could just be we're not hearing a lot about crime in states like Iowa, in states like Wyoming, but we're hearing a lot about it in New York and Philly and, California. So in terms of COVID, we've already seen studies, and the studies differed. Some studies said, wow, the liberal states did much better in COVID than the conservatives. Another study said there was no difference. The mortality was similar. But keep in mind, the thing with the Florida data is you have a lot of older individuals in Florida. You have a lot of older individuals in Arizona. And then, when people come south. So when you have a huge retiree community and you have individuals who are older and maybe getting pneumonia or, going through a medical issue and the hospitals are full, if there was an uptick in senior death, then that needs to be filtered out. Is it because there were more seniors there? So here's the thing. They are saying with federal and state midterm elections less than 2 weeks away, increased social spending in legislation passed by Democrats in Congress and the Biden administration has become a key issue. And Joe Biden and Democrats want to emphasize the success and the necessity. They say Republicans feel that's irresponsible and contribute to inflation. And so they are almost suggesting that we look at how these policies could be on health and maybe, think about that in terms of our voting. I don't know if I'm a fan of that. Okay, we need to be honest about stuff. When you live in California, you have a lot of nature. You have a lot of access to beaches and water. And, everybody there seems to be skinny to me. When I drive there, I see people running and walking. And, I don't see that a lot in Las Vegas to the degree because it's hot. There are a lot of people that enjoy nature, but not to the degree that I see in California because, man, you got beautiful ocean weather. It's fantastic. So, California also has a lot more, options for food. When you live in a more rural area, you might have a fast food joint, but you might not necessarily have a Sprouts or something that's more green and with vegetables and things like that. So if, you're getting food to go and you're in a rural area and there's KFC, you might go to KFC. So is somebody looking at, a chain or, restaurant chain availability? Yeah, California has a lot more options for food than many rural places. So we do know that drinking is very prominent in rural areas and many alcohol-induced disorders could be related to that. Maybe it's because in cities you can't really drive anywhere, but I don't know. So I think there's a lot of things that we have to kind of take into account, but we need to be really, really careful in science to say, look, liberal or Democrat ways of doing things save lives. Okay, I think, you could save lives all the way around no matter what your political standing is. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Jobless claims in the United States are up from last week. The Labor Department saying seasonally adjusted unemployment claims for the week ending October 22nd was at 217,000. That's an increase of 3,000 from the previous week. This as mortgage rates top 7% for the first time in 20 years, the latest milestone in a rapid climb that's all but paralyzed the housing market. The rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage averaged 7.08% this week. That's according to a survey of lenders by mortgage giant Freddie Mac. Just 7 weeks ago, the rate was below 6%. A year ago, it was just over 3%. Powerball fever is hitting the United States. The jackpot is now up to an estimated $800 million, the second biggest ever. The next drawing is set for Saturday night. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So there was a study that looked at somebody's COVID symptoms depending on if they got vaccinated or not. And they found that the symptoms that were complained about differed. Like, not in terms of what came first, but what was more prominent. And so, before I tell you the study's results, I can tell you what I've noticed. So, the majority of people calling in with COVID were vaccinated. Now, that doesn't mean the vaccine didn't work. It just means that the majority, you know, we did have a majority of Americans get the vaccine. So, when COVID comes, you know, when you look at 100 people, if 60% of them, you know, were vaccinated, then then obviously more of the people that you are going to see are going to be in the vaccinated group. And with Omicron, a biggie was it started with a sore throat. And they said, I started with a sore throat. Then my nose started to run. Then my nose got really congested. Then I got a fever. Then I got a cough. The cough is persisting. Not a lot of lack of smell, not a lot of shortness of breath, but I feel winded. So not necessarily like I can't breathe, I got to get to the hospital, I need oxygen, but I feel winded. When I had an individual who wasn't vaccinated, I might have seen a little bit of a difference where cough might have come on sooner than the sore throat. So there was a little bit of a difference, but not enough for me to write home about. Well, this study, it's called the Zoe Health Study. Researchers from King's College London, Massachusetts General, Harvard, and Stanford shared a list of the top COVID symptoms of 4 million users of the Zoe COVID Study app, either Zoe or Zoe. And it tracked virus symptoms based on daily user entered data since 2020. And they looked at people who had their primary series, those who only had one shot, and those who were unvaccinated. So they said of those who completed the primary vaccination series, number one was sore throat, number two was runny nose, number three was congested nose, four persistent cough, five was headache. So that's what I saw. If somebody only had one dose and then gave up, they had a reaction to it, they got scared, they didn't like it, they might have had more of a headache, then runny nose, then sore throat, then sneezing, then cough. The unvaccinated, headache was, again, a primary symptom. Sore throat, runny nose, fever, persistent cough. One of the times I got Omicron, it hit with a sore throat. The other time is it was a really bad headache, but I was vaccinated. So, this study is just looking at trends. It's a fascinating study looking at app data, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to not have a headache if you've been vaccinated. The headache, the second time I got Omicron, that headache was so bad that, I almost thought I was getting an encephalitis. I didn't have a sore throat, didn't have a fever. So I had a really, real bad headache, and then I had a cough. And so I'm like, okay, this is ridiculous. And I had the vaccine, and I had Omicron in January. So this was some BS right there. I was pretty upset with that. But they say that four out of the five most commonly reported symptoms, sore throat, runny nose, cough, headache, were across all groups, but the prevalence varied. Unvaccinated people also had more fever, which is interesting. So I happen to think when I hear somebody is unvaccinated, I happen to think they still have some level of natural immunity. Because, for us vaccinated, unvaccinated, if you went to work, if you went to a grocery store, you were exposed to the same stuff. So I look at fever sometimes, and I don't want to take it from this study, as what I look at with fever is your body trying to help your immune system do its job, like you need a little extra push. If you notice, some of these illnesses, you get through it without a fever. And you're like, well, that's interesting. I didn't have a fever. I got over it pretty quickly. It was a lot more mild. Well, maybe you didn't need the fever. Maybe your body's like, you know what? Your immune system is good enough. You got this. We don't need to crank up the heat. But when in a more severe infection, you will see a fever. Or, as they're saying, in those who are unvaccinated, more of a fever. So I look at fever as your body needs that extra help. Now, with that being said, we might really need to rethink how we're addressing fever. Parents tell me, gosh, I am pushing Tylenol and Motrin every 3 hours on my kid, and that fever just keeps coming back. Well, I'm like, well, duh, it's because the body wants to have a fever. The body wants to use the fever to fight the infection. Did you take the child in? Did you see what kind of infection the child had? Maybe the child has a rip-roaring ear infection. Maybe they have strep. Maybe there's a UTI. We're of this thinking that if somebody has a fever, we need to squash it super fast. And part of that thinking came from the febrile seizures freaked a lot of parents out. I know it did for me. When I saw, you know, kids coming in, parents were like, he had a seizure. And you're like, okay, are we looking at epilepsy? Are we looking at a brain tumor? Are we looking at meningitis? Are we looking at a febrile seizure? And febrile seizures could happen in a kid, not so much from a number or a level of temperature, but a huge spike in it. So the speed at which a fever rises could trigger a seizure in a child. So that's why parents, you know, and doctors are like, look, you know, when there's a fever and it's going up, you could give Tylenol. With my children, I was mixed on it because my children, when they had a fever, they wouldn't eat, drink, they couldn't sleep. And I noticed they would get over it better if they had that relief. So if they were uncomfortable, I gave them Tylenol or Motrin. But I didn't fight every flipping fever with an antipyretic because your fever is trying to fight the infection. The reason why you're mounting that fever response is because your body's like, okay, we got a bug and we're not fighting it well enough. So I tell parents, if your child keeps having a fever, don't be drowning them in Tylenol or Motrin. Find out what the source of the fever is. Once we know the source, let's say it's flu, and your child's on Tamiflu, or you as an adult on Tamiflu, right? If you want to control the fever because it's uncomfortable, but if you have low-grade fever, you don't necessarily have to be fighting it. I don't know where that thinking came from that we have to knock out every flipping fever there is. Now, when you have a cough, I'm a little different with that. With a cough, coughing can irritate the respiratory lining and cause you to have more cough. I like to not so much suppress the cough, but I like to tame it a little bit so you could get some sleep, so you don't lose, you know, a lot of fluid, because you do lose fluid with coughing. But when coughs are unbearable, I do think it's important to intervene. But what about the runny nose? We're always like, okay, we need to stop the runny nose, and parents are giving their kids Claritin. Okay, well, I can understand that the drainage could, you know, travel and swallow I get it. People get nauseous from their drainage and all that. But I noticed that I got over my COVID quicker than others because I would stand in the shower and I was like, let it come out. Just if my nose wants to run. Now, mind you, allergies is a whole other story. But if you're sick with something, your nose is running, let it come out. That's why your nose is running. Your nose is trying to take the virus out. Let it do it. I get it. You could get raw, and that's when we want to intervene. The congestion could cause ear pain, ear pressure, ear infections, headache. So I get why people might do a decongestant. But, don't just try to hide and hold your sneezes if you're sick. Sometimes you need to let it out. I mean, of course, make sure it's not by other family members. A 2021 study by the CDC said with one or two COVID vaccine doses, people had a 60% lower risk of developing symptoms like fever compared to unvaccinated people. Vaccinated participants spent an average of 2 to 6 fewer total sick days in bed compared to unvaccinated ones. So that was from that study. So it's interesting. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Way supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Way and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DLT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I would like a big apology. I would love an apology. Not going to get it. I don't think a lot of us doctors and a lot of us individuals will get our apology. But when COVID first happened, and they were talking about bat soup, or it came from a fish market, or some spillover, I'm like, okay, we need to entertain that theory, but guys, can you just look back a couple years to the 2002 SARS outbreak and look at what Singapore's health ministry said, where it was a lab leak? Then another lab leak happened a year later, where a couple individuals died from the SARS-CoV virus back in 2004. So when this happened, I'm like, can somebody just, you know, like take a gander at the lab policies? And because something tells me third time's a charm, this was a lab leak too. No, that's misinformation. That's misinformation. You know, it came from a bat. Somebody was eating bat soup, and they came from bats. Like, okay, it might have originally come from bats, but can we at least entertain the idea that this might have, by accident, I'm not even saying maliciously, but even by accident, can somebody look at what happened at the lab? Because that theory needs to be entertained that this was leaked. Doesn't necessarily mean a deliberate leak, like what the Supreme Court, after Roe v. Wade, was being heard and evaluated, but I'm talking about leak, like, was there a leak? Like a gas leak? Did a virus that was housed and held in a lab get out somehow? Can we look at that? That's misinformation. That's conspiracy theories. You're a Trumper. I'm like, it's just a theory, people. Can we please look at it? Well, here we are 3 years. I think it's 3 years and 2 months from the time it happened, but many people think it's 3 years to the day of when this could have happened. We finally have the United States Senate saying, as in a Senate report, that COVID, quote-unquote, most likely was leaked from a lab. Okay, I'm tired of being right, and even though they're saying most likely to 100%, I am tired of every time we try to say something and ask for some sort of transparency and for somebody to look at this, it was misinformation, misinformation. And it's almost at the point where I think if we fact-check, all right, more of us were right than the ones who claimed we were wrong. And I'm really frustrated with this. And the reason why I'm frustrated with this is how many lab errors, how much cover-up, how many other strains could have been released or leaked. And I'm not saying this was deliberate. A leak could be accidental. But if there was some half-ass, slipshod way of doing things at a lab in 2002 that was deemed the reason for the first SARS outbreak, and then that same, you know, clumsiness behavior happened again a couple years later, and then we thought that that might have happened again in 2019, in the late summer, early fall of 2019, that should have immediately prompted an investigation, transparency from China, and objectivity from the World Health Organization, from UN, from any source, any sort of world global bodies going, you know what, guys, let's look at this, let's investigate it. And then a look at all the other labs that hold smallpox, anthrax, deadly other pathogens, and see if any of the half-assed protocols that were done possibly at the Wuhan Institute of Virology are currently underway, and we could fix it. When the Titanic sank, that was horrible. But we learned that you can't sail a ship without more than enough lifeboats. We should have immediately figured out what happened. And instead, it was, okay, any of you saying this is preposterous, it's ridiculous, it's cover up and delay. Meanwhile, we are dealing with our upteenth variant. Now, mind you, Wuhan is now in lockdown. Apparently, there's, again, another COVID outbreak such that in China, they have a lockdown from it. Are we so busy covering up that this leak is still happening? Is it, I think of the whole, remember Jurassic Park at the end of Jurassic Park? The guy that played Newman on Seinfeld, I forget the actor's name. He had a Barbasol can that had the dinosaurs in there, and then when he was getting attacked by the Velociraptors or whatever the heck, it got buried in the mud, and he had a little Barbasol can. I keep thinking that maybe there's a petri dish or a vial that's out there somewhere, and this stuff just keeps changing, mutating, and leaking. Okay, whenever there's a leak, we need to stop the leak. When there's a gas leak, you stop the leak. If you're peeing on yourself, you try to stop the pee. These are things you need to do. Where was the global effort to find the leak and to stop the leak? And here we are 3 years later with it was most likely a lab leak. Okay, I mean, it's too late. Now, there can be some good. Once we do get to the bottom of this, 3 years too late, we can reevaluate protocols. But I gotta tell you, China has a big issue with pathogens leaking and pathogens getting out there, especially with SARS. Now, and that's just the accidental. We haven't even talked about if this could have been purposeful. Do we have such a massive food shortage that if our overpopulation isn't being taken care of naturally, that scientists think or countries think they have to assist in the overpopulation situation? I mean, we haven't even, if misinformation surrounded, guys, could somebody check out if there was a problem at the lab and there was a leak? There have been such suppression of any considerations of, okay, now we're not stupid. You know, is this a bioweapon? Was this tinkered with? And a study last week said there's genetic data and evidence here that this was man-made. You cannot, or tinkered with, you cannot see this sort of sequence naturally occurring. Nobody wants to talk about it. And nobody wants to talk about it because they'll look dumb. Anybody who ever accused any of us going, hey guys, could somebody please for the love of God look at this? And God, they don't want the truth coming out. And it's frustrating. So this interim report concluded that China's unwillingness to cooperate and open up the lab in question meant it no longer deserves the benefit of the doubt. Well, we told you guys that years ago, 2.5 years ago, because we were only learned about COVID December, January, but I was seeing weird cases in the fall of 2019. But we were asking from day one, China, let's see. China should have immediately said, come on in. We're just as concerned. Let's take a look. Come on. Cameras, all the cameras on deck. We will walk you through. This is where it was. Let's figure this out. In fact, China would have looked. The reason why I am not going to discredit any theories that may be concerning a more nefarious or insidious or purposeful act is because if this was an accident, okay, I know China doesn't want to look dumb, but it would look better for China to go, come on in, take a look. If you guys find a leak, please. But if you don't, you see, we're good. It wasn't us. We're clear. We didn't get that. Maybe we got a rumor or two. The NIH was doing studies with the Wuhan Institute, which is not shocking. I mean, countries will collaborate. We should have been able to be there the next day. If we're already collaborating with them, why can't we use our car key and go into the lab? Well, what the hell happened here? Now, my guess is maybe a lot of labs have a protocol that leaves, sadly, some room for these vulnerabilities, and people in glass houses don't want to throw stones. But finally, we have a Senate report saying, look, guys, now, it looks like it was mostly GOP members of the Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, Pensions. They refused hundreds of studies, looked at the origins of COVID, interviewed several experts over the past 15 months, and their study finally comes out now, saying based on the analysis of the publicly available information, it appears reasonable to conclude that the COVID-19 pandemic was more likely than not the result of a research-related incident. So I'd like my apologies now, please. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.